Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the Auto Show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads. You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple
Chevrolet. Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
.com. We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
It is 1 o'clock from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Ryan Arena, at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com. The Bulls have been without Jimmy Butler for the last three games. They went 1-2 over that stretch. Good news tonight, though, as Butler was a full participant in yesterday's practice, and he does expect to return tonight as the Bulls take on the Phoenix Suns. Dwayne Wade also missed Wednesday's game versus Golden State, but number three was good to go today in shoot-around. He will play tonight as well. To hockey now, the Blackhawks have won three in a row, but they're 0-4 versus Winnipeg this year. They'll try to break that streak tonight as they take on the Jets. Corey Crawford will be in net tonight. Scott Darling is expected to get the start tomorrow night in Edmonton. Golf, Tiger Woods announced earlier today that he has pulled out of the next two tournaments in which he was scheduled to participate. Those would be the Genesis Open and Honda Classic, Woods citing back spasms as the reason for his removal. Baseball, Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria reportedly has a handshake agreement in place to sell his team, that deal worth $1.6 billion. In pro football, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. He will replace Richard Smith. And back to basketball briefly, more fallout from the Charles Oakley saga on Wednesday, which saw Oak forcibly removed from Madison Square Garden. Today, Knicks owner James Dolan has reportedly fired the senior vice president for security at MSG. Kids borrowing the car, now with Hum by Verizon, you can get notifications if they're driving too fast or going places they shouldn't. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. And if you're searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Thank you so very much for all the appreciation and all the great moments that we've experienced together. God bless.
Thanks to my guy, Nick Wright, for coming on. Kevin Zipak, Rick, Jay, Brian, you all did a great job. Hope you guys made it through the week of me being solo. Spiegel will be back on Monday. Dan, Jay are here. It's Bernstein and Goff. What's up, gentlemen?
So you did that show, huh? You make Bears fans lie to you on the radio show?
I didn't make them lie to me. Yeah, they just started lying.
Wait a minute. I was caught up at the barbershop. What happened?
Every once in a while, there's a story that bubbles up regarding a potential third or second NFL team in Chicago or where you are as a Bears fan. Mm-hmm. And everybody lies about how they feel.
This was the ticket price increase.
To be another fan of another team.
I'm done with this McCaskey thing. There's another team. My friends and I, we used to do this. We don't do that anymore. They're all lying liars who lie.
I agree. And I got it off of the 5 at 5 this morning, which I can't believe I'm up at that hour. Was what would it take
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're too young to have these kind of sleep problems.
I had them.
Man, adjusting.
Well, you have an excuse.
No, I had them before that. Like, if 5 hours is the most I can just lay anywhere, and then after that, I'm just staring at the ceiling.
I used to be such a good sleeper, and I did afternoons, and I would never set an alarm. And even if I would wake up at 7:30 or 8, I would just like read Twitter in bed, and I had no responsibility. Like, we didn't have a dog yet, and it was great, and it was peaceful.
The worst.
And now
dogs are the worst.
I'm getting married, and I got a puppy, and I start at 9, and I have a commute. My God,
I thought you were saying you had a chameleon.
I've never drank coffee in my life, and I don't want to start.
Why?
It's
great for you.
It's not good for
it
you.
It is. There's so
what
many
hippie study have you
no,
read?
No. There are so many compounds in coffee that are good for you, protective of your liver, good for your vascular system, good for your brain. And it's not just the caffeine. It's the actual, brewed coffee.
Man.
It's good for you.
Everybody
it's good
in the
for
family.
You. Yes.
It's one of those bad for you.
No. It's one of those, one of the good liquids. You've got, basically, if you consume nothing but red wine, black coffee, and extra virgin olive oil.
Water.
A little water.
A little water. But the coffee, I think we're missing a big one here.
No, the coffee, they now count that as hydration. They did. They changed the rules on that. They used to say it didn't, but now coffee does count.
Coffee people changed it?
Yeah, who's that? Right. Scientists.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, Danny J. Trump over here.
My fabulous people. They all work for me. They give me only the results I want.
No, beans are huge.
Yeah, but no, it's good for you.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So better than 120 ounces of water a day.
Ooh, garden hose at your wazoo at that
well,
point.
Well, I try to finish one of those. A
no,
show
I don't. I didn't, the whole
before the show and
yeah, you like that
water.
Smart water. Yeah, but that's
just water.
No, that's smart water. That's got in it.
I buy the container for whatever $3, whatever, and throughout the week I fill it up with the dumb water that's in here.
Yeah, my wife buys one of those smart waters. If I added up the taxes I pay for like the Starbucks and the smart water and all that, and I don't mean literal tax. I mean counting that like as a
tax. Yeah.
Having a wife tax.
Yeah, the daily tax. The daily Bernstein tax.
Do you really need smart water every day after your workout? You have to buy
Fiji?
Smart water?
You can go Fiji.
How about tap?
How about a water fountain?
Exactly.
Oh, no. What?
This trying to give her
herpes? Like, what are we doing here? No. Stay away from the water fountain.
Yeah, I'm not a big, like, drink a lot of water guy.
No?
I have a little bit of my Spindrift. I have some of the herbal tea, and then it's usually I switch at one point from black coffee to red wine, and that's pretty much my day.
It's just like a bottle.
Yeah,
just,
whatever it is.
Take it out of his mouth, and then the red wine bottle appears.
Or like in like a rabbit cage, right, like the little upside down thing. Like something just to switch.
Change the cage.
Right. Yeah. Switch it out. You know something? I got something in my hand and it's set in the same place in the kitchen.
What hour of the day does this switch at? Like 3 o'clock, mid show? Do we go to red wine? How late are we drinking coffee?
No. You can't combine it with this. But usually the half a pot of coffee, but in the morning, and then after exercise, a little bit of water. Mm-hmm. I have a little tea usually when I'm doing the show, and after. Get home,
dinner.
You can't watch Bulls basketball without a little, red wine.
No, you got to get your buzz on to watch Bulls basketball. Bulls buzz.
Yeah, you need something. I might have to switch to heroin soon because the Bulls thing. But hey, they're playing.
What did you call it? Bag of death?
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
It squeezes your canutes in a way that you don't want them squeezed.
Yeah, I know.
It's late too now because they're on the West Coast trip and. Hey, but at least you get to. It's going
Friday,
to get.
So you're not
going
to watch because you don't watch on Friday.
I will watch because they're playing against my guy, D. Booker. They're playing against one of my
Bulls sons on a Friday night.
Oh yeah. What else am I gonna go clubbing tonight? Like what do I got to do?
No, that's true.
Yeah, I'm going
You're
home.
Washed.
Super washed.
That's
kidding me. Stone washed. Yeah. I'm out of there. So yeah, I go home. I get thrown up on and peed on and pooped on, and then
and that's not even the kid.
Yeah, right.
Welcome home.
Right. And then I watch the Bulls play the Suns. That's what I got on tap tonight. So enjoy it while you can, brother.
Thank you.
Can stay away from the Bulls tonight.
I plan to. Thank you very much for the permission. The fiance who's in town for her birthday weekend and Valentine's Day weekend, nice. And to sign on the place that we're going to live in. If I said we were watching Bulls Suns on this Friday night, I don't know if the wedding would
now happen. Is she a sports fan at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's her favorite?
Well, so she grew up in Lawrence, so she liked college basketball, okay. And then she went to Clemson because she just wanted to go somewhere warm and get away. So
she likes heart wrenching losses at the end of games. Besides the last two seasons,
besides recently, she was like Clemsoning, and I'm like, I don't know. This Deshaun Watson kid's pretty good,
right?
And so that's why I've watched every Deshaun Watson game that he's played because that's been the duration of us being together. So she loves college sports. Got into the Royals, living in Kansas City when they got good. Taught her about baseball. So she's a sports fan. She's never been to an NBA game though, so I'm really excited.
Well, we gotta change that. It's a good production over there at United Center.
Exactly.
Like Rob Nice and the in the game host.
Yeah.
And the music and all the other stuff. It's a fun production. The game might not be, but
right. But explaining to her like the rules of baseball as we were watching games of the show, it was a struggle. Like the sacrifice fly was just
Does she need it immediately, or does she like store up the questions? Because my lady like stores up the questions, and I'm thinking we're halfway through the game, and she just hits me with a pop quiz, and I'm like, uh-oh, some of those I'm a little foggy on too.
Right.
So I have to be the sports king of the castle and answer everything correctly.
The vast majority of the time, she's not really paying attention, right? She's on Instagram, or she's reading, or she's doing something else, and she's not watching. If she watched every game that we had to watch, it'd be absurd. You may as well have the job. But then all of a sudden, it's like, why are you paying attention in the seventh inning of what Salvador Perez is doing?
Right.
And then she's just leaning in with four or five different questions all at once, rapid fire. So, you know, we're learning. Compatible.
Yeah, wait till you have a kid who plays sports. Then talk about 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Then she goes from never having seen a hockey puck in her life to, why are you waving off icing? That's icing! Face-offs down here!
All of a sudden, Dan's Antonio Davis and married to somebody who's going to run on the ice.
I like that.
Just like
the protective mom, of course.
I had never seen it before. He's like, don't, can we get a whistle? Come on!
You know, we're going to have to get the
Bernstein. You called it down there!
We're going to have to get the Bernstein mom up out of the gym.
I can see the puck and you called the whistle down. What do we got to do to get a whistle around here?
I can't imagine that.
I can see why they get along.
I can. Yeah. Actually, she almost gave me the old high hard one in the street about a year ago.
That's another play not to mess.
Yeah, I
what did you give you?
The double birds almost. Oh, yeah, okay, no, yeah, no, yeah. Not like that. Yeah, exactly. She just walks up to me. Like, no, we're at an intersection.
Interesting relationship.
That's how I got this job.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I have to do? All right. You know. So I see Beth at the intersection, and I'm like, oh, it's Beth, and I hit the horn like three times, and you can tell, like, she was like, all right, guy, whoever you are, you're like, you can go. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to get your attention. And she put her hands up to almost, like, tell me where I could go with it. And then she's like, oh, hey, Jace. And I'm like,
she got that side.
Well,
she
deals with this idiot.
That's what I'm saying. Compatibility.
I was coming home the other day, and she was coming back from a meeting, and I actually had just called her from car to car, and I'm on the Kennedy northbound. And I'm getting ready to move over to the right to get off at Diversey. And I see her ahead of me, right?
And you did the Richard move.
Totally. So I go zooming over, and I wait for her to get down to the bottom of the off ramp to make the turn. And then I swing out like on the left to try to beat her to the spot. And she just slams on the brakes and gives it. She's like, "You money, hey buddy." You
know? Now, in that case, if something happens, do you have to exchange insurance information?
She said, "Do you realize how stupid that was? Because do you realize that's all cash? If there's
if something happens right there, right. It's like if our two cars, because that's you. There's no insurance on that. I mean,
you're an idiot.
What are you doing? Yeah.
You're an absolute idiot.
Look, I needed the comedy bit.
Danny, yeah. Coffee and almost running your wife off the road.
Playing swallowing exactly. With vehicles. Kennedy. It's right. real bonding experience.
Let this man get on with his beautiful weekend.
I was going to say, what do you guys have going on?
I don't know. We've got Greg Gabriel has been researching quarterbacks. He's really excited. You know how he gets this time of year?
He DMs you like, oh, this is great stuff.
I really want to talk about this. Can we talk about this? Yes.
I like that.
We can talk about it. He has watched a ton of Jimmy Garoppolo tape. He has watched a lot of Deshaun Kaiser, and he's going to go in-depth, deep quarterback dive. And then the aptronymically named Ben Ryder, who's a writer, is going to join us at 4 with some baseball stuff. I'm a big aptronym fan.
I can tell. Do you like Chris Moneymaker?
Chris,
the poker player.
I like the fact that we had the basketball coach, Greg Gard.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, of course.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah, there's plenty. That's good stuff. All right, well, am I done?
Yes, you had to be there.
Yes,
you are done. Enjoy your weekend, son.
Mailed in the last 5 minutes.
I might have been logging out here.
And hey, look, we had breaking news today that Gene Pingator is still alive. I had no idea. Like, oh, I remember that guy.
It's the yearly check-in with Gene Pingator.
I mean, Rosner's going to write a column about it.
I opened up the sports page. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to dig a little deeper.
Could you believe this? Yeah. How about that LeBron?
That's right. That's quite an above the fold story. Hey, Romo to the Bears? What do you think?
Pete Rose, that Hall of Fame thing. Bears.
Hey. All you got to do is say Bears.
Cubs fans are go like this. Sox fans go like this.
George Lopez, is he out of his mind or what? All right, go on with your weekend, brother.
Thank you. Have a good show,
and
gentlemen.
Your bad self. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Mike Oresko has done a lot of good work since he became commissioner of the American Athletic Conference. The AAC grew out of the rubble that was left when the basketball-only schools fled the Big East to form the Big East. Oresko was left with a bunch of mid-major football schools and not much of a TV schedule in either football or basketball. The AAC has earned a good deal of respect the last couple of years in football, notably with wins by Houston over Florida State and Oklahoma, and with the class on and off the field of Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds. Now, according to the AAC's release of its 2017 football schedule, Oresko has unilaterally changed the Power 5 conferences to the Power 6. Sorry, Commish, it's not going to work. Your conference champion, Temple, lost its bowl game to Wake Forest. Your highest-ranked team ever got crushed by San Diego State. It's still the Power 5. But nice try. I'm John Feinstein.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show Savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including Cruises, Malibus, and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Phone system.
Hey, clown shoes. Valentine's Day is next week. Have you still not done anything about that yet? Well, do something. Don't wait until the last minute and end up giving an ordinary or expected gift. Give her Sherry's Berries. And you say, Goff, what are these Sherry's Berries that you've been speaking of for the last 8 or 9 days or so? Well, they're freshly dipped strawberries, and they're from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Or you can double the berries for just $10 more. You just need to enter my code to take advantage of the deal. The code is JASONG. Should be pretty easy for you. These berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. They're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, and chopped nuts. Surprise her. That was just a pitiful, pitiful attempt.
You're being all weird.
Surprise her at work. I'm thinking about. Well,
they have chocolate various kinds of chocolate.
I'm thinking about, you know. Oh, stop! All right. You can surprise her at work. Her coworkers are sure to be just a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed. Give her a gift from Sherry's Berries because they're perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. And Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time. Guaranteed or your money back. Hurry. Hurry. Valentine's Day is just days away. And there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. This is a call to action. And I must read this. That's what this says here. So I'm going to read it to you. Call to action. Men, assemble. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com.
Not Alan Keys.
Not Alan Keys, but Berries. Jason G. Okay. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in Jason G. Order right now. Dan will be happy if you do. Yar.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, be ready to clear up last week's errors in communications. Scorpio, use this week to learn something new or a new way of doing something. Sagittarius, take off the rose-colored glasses and face the fact that something may be off. Capricorn, balance is the key, especially when it comes to your thoughts and what others think about you. Aquarius, your love life, or lack thereof, takes an interesting turn this week. And Pisces, give yourself a break. The good things on the horizon will come. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Can you feel it? No, not the wind, the Powerball jackpot. It just keeps growing and growing. And guess what? Right now it's over $250 million. That's right. You heard me. Over $250 million. Let me say it again. Over $250 million. Check IllinoisLottery.com for the latest updates. So what are you waiting for? Get out there and play because the jackpot is growing and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
They're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Hum.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Tom Brady! Oh, man. How good is this, boy? Huh? Here, let me hand it. No, let me hand it to you. Let me bring in James Lewis. Houston, the Patriots have landed. Back to you, Craig.
Tom Wilcox, he's been doing games for, and that's the 80s.
First gig was, I worked in local TV.
Right.
But then,
what was your first time with CBS?
I started calling games for CBS 2001.
Yeah, you've been doing this for a long time.
John Hansen is at Evanston right now, and he's ready to get to the pool with the diving team.
Can I say hi to Lawrence? This is the home of Jason Goff.
Ah! A nice shout out to 670 The Score, Lawrence. A nice shout out there.
Love them. Love Boys and Bernstein. Love Lawrence.
Bro, you're from on the Evanston.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hello?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
It's Friday. Everything's good. Getting ready to wrap up the weekend of sports and things and life and love and happiness and food and traveling.
The thing is, now I've always said this, when you have an infant in the house, every day is the same.
It is.
There's no such thing as weekends. There's no up is down, day is night.
I'm feeling bad for my lady.
Hours are just hours. There really is no, for the rest of your life, pretty much. There's no such thing as
weekends. At least I get to be out of the house for like 7-8 hours of the day. I come home and she wants to talk about my day, and the day is the same every day. And I'm like, man, my day is the same every day. Just think what hers is like, just sitting there chilling, looking at this dude, like, only knowing when he wants to eat or be changed or something like that. So I'm gonna plan something nice for her this weekend. She hasn't gotten out the house the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, at this age too, when you can just put the kid in the bucket and the kid can be sleeping next to you in a restaurant, it's a time when you can do that. You don't have to hire a sitter, and you can, if you're...
There's these kid-friendly brunch places that we've stumbled upon like while she was pregnant, where we just go there at like 10:30 or something like that on a day off. And, you'd have all the moms come in there with their strollers, and we're like, all right, this is somewhere we can come. Bacon and Eggs, I believe, on the Northwest side is one of those spots as well. So, I might try to do some of that this weekend, And then, of course, watch Bulls basketball.
Enjoy. Greg Gabriel joins us at 3 with quarterback thoughts. Ben Ryder has baseball stuff at 4. We'll do It's On at 5:30. We will have surprises as well. We're broadcasting live from the Score Studios, brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why Hyundai's better at the Auto Show. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting.
Sexting.
At 67011, you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Com. We also have the website BernsteinandGoffShow.com for all your Bernstein and Goff needs. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are also video streaming Facebook Live and the Score's Facebook page and at Watch670thescore.com. The man in charge of that is Brian Gertz.
We actually have a behind-the-scenes camera where you can watch my reactions to Bill's outlandish commentary as traveling it is called here in UCLA.
I just report the facts, and I do all my shopping at Nordstrom.
Is this where you got at Nordstrom?
Dick Enberg gave me this shirt tonight. This is Dick Enberg night here at Cawley Pavilion.
Wow. Bill, coming down with the sledgehammer. Stick to sports, Bill.
Yeah.
Come
what
on.
Do you know?
Yeah. The hell's wrong with you, Walton?
That stuff for him goes back to his college days. Of course. Feelings there. And we have producers, believe it or not. They are Nick Shepkowski.
They ran out of gas. It was as if somebody came along, a taxidermist came along, clipped their wings, and then pumped a whole bunch of formaldehyde in them. And then by the end of the game, they were just stiff as I am right
That's
now.
That's a vivid description of. Oh, Bill.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
On that, start us out. Set the tone. You're first.
I'm first.
Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Yes, my husband, Dick, my children, my grandchildren, my friend that brought me Lisa, and Roll Tide, Roll!
My friend that brought me LASIK?
Roll Down Tide.
What did you say?
I think it was the friend that brought me my lace front.
On that. Start us out. Set the tone. You're first.
I'm first.
Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Yes, my husband, Dick, my children, my grandchildren, my friend that brought me Lisa, and Roll Tide, Roll!
Oh, her friend that brought
me
Lisa.
Named Lisa.
Lisa? And it was her husband, Dick, right?
Not her husband's.
Right. I was just making sure. Because, I mean, if you want to shout that out.
Right. There was no apostrophe S on there.
Hey, listen. Glory be to God. If you ever want to praise him, go ahead and praise him right there. Man, that kind of energy is infectious.
That's not our old friend Annette, is it?
No. I do not sure? believe that is. No, that is not Annette Parker.
Okay.
She...
I like picturing it, though.
Right, just screaming yeah. out. She's a UNC girl, so I don't think...
Okay, I saw her the other day. She works out at the gym right down here next to Aya.
Yeah. She must be in town, then, because she moved to Jacksonville. She's working...
I didn't see her, like, yesterday, but no,
I just said she must have been in town. She lives in Jacksonville now.
Forgive me, Lord, I counted my chickens before they hatched!
Shout out to the South. Shout out to the South.
Hey, speaking of which, there was a basketball game down South last night.
That
I watched.
Yes, there was. Let's talk about it.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls continue their 6-game road trip in Phoenix tonight. Jimmy Butler practiced and is hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. That tip-off is at 9:30. In hockey, the Blackhawks are looking for their 4th win in a row, but they are winless in 4 games against the Jets, and tonight they play at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at the morning skate, but will play tonight. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. Golf, they're underway in round 2 at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. There's a group of 3 at the top of the leaderboard at 3 under. Jordan Spieth is 1 off the pace after 1 hole today. Tiger Woods announced today that he has pulled out of his next 2 tournaments in which he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball anonymous sources have said the Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. I'm guessing the buyer is someone who lives in the White House. It's a good handshake deal. NFL, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same-day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence. And I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one Sports Radio Station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. With the NCAA tournament fast approaching, Buffalo Wild Wings is once again the official hangout for March Madness. So grab a drink, grab some wings, and watch every game on their wall-to-wall TVs to get those brackets ready. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
So we had Duke, North Carolina yesterday, and thankfully Dick Vitale was elsewhere. Jay Billis was on the call. They actually showed, they had old tape of, mm-hmm. of Jay Billis running the floor, and I was thinking about the one time, and I think we were in the Atlanta airport, in fact, and the name Jay Billis came up, and Lorenzo Charles just smiled. Hey, man, Jay Billis. I remember Jay Billis. I used to use him like a plastic doll.
Really?
And I said, he goes, look up the stats. Look at what I used to do to him.
Now, was he right?
Yeah,
or
he was right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because, you know, sometimes guys remember what they want to remember.
No, he was.
He used him as an object.
He was right.
Of affection.
They used him as an inexpensive, inflatable object of affection on more than one occasion. Not that they won the games, but he got his. And look, watching, there was so much talent on the floor last night. And it's weird. Anytime you watch Duke, it's odd because of the camera angle.
True.
The camera angle sucks.
I remember watching Oklahoma State Cowboy games that way.
Same
too.
Deal.
The Stillwater
Same
camera
deal.
Angle.
High angle. Mm-hmm. And I'm used to it because that was the press box where I lived for 4 years. And
you get, have a home?
You get don't you have homes? No. And you're used to it after a while, but it does take it takes a different kind of scouting eye. Just like in Indiana, it used to be a low angle.
Right.
It used to be right.
That's where you get the famous chair throwing.
Yeah,
and
the TV angle was lower.
Yeah.
But the Grayson Allen is going to be an NBA player and had a terrific game. But I will tell you that when Jason Tatum understands what he's able to do, look out. Just look out. Because it took him to, you noticed it yesterday that he's like, oh, wait a second. This quick guy isn't long enough to guard me. And so he realized, like, the next time down the floor. And then when they put a bigger player on him, it took him another possession to say, oh, I'm way quicker than this big guy.
He's legit 6'8", too.
Yeah, but he's got
long.
That,
and he's not Brandon Ingram skinny either. He's I think he's good 200, 205 pounds.
Yeah, I think
there.
He's listed at 200. And he's got that Tayshaun Prince wingspan, you know, long and
good player.
Really, really nice player, but there's some talent on the floor, and I thought that Carolina would lock down the boards better than they did, but Duke did a nice job of pulling some of their bigs out. You know, we talked about
they hit threes, man,
and man, they when and Coach K actually ran a play that worked. He actually called that little twist play for
Kennard.
Well, no, the one that that Allen hit late.
Oh, okay,
from the near wing, and it was a cute little play, and he doesn't need much time or space. That ball's out.
No, he's a player. He's a definite player. He's going to be on somebody's NBA bench. Maybe a starting role at some point. Hell, I mean, you look at the way J.J. Redick turned his game, and J.J. Redick wasn't half the athlete that Grayson Allen is, or a guy could put on the floor like Grayson Allen could, but, you know, I should say. But J.J. Redick has turned himself into a necessary starting player in the NBA for some years now after the Orlando experiment. There was, you know, when you see the Duke Blue Devils and I remember watching them as a kid and all the things I used to think about Duke. And I know some guys my age still try to hold on to it, but it was the lily white pristine university that found a way to beat all your favorite guys. And coming up for me, it was those UNLV teams. It was, and then the Fab Five changed my life, you know, and looking, and that's why that documentary, you know, it struck a chord because it was those guys telling you how they were feeling. You're like, yo, I felt that way too.
Yep.
Like I looked at Grant Hill, like you're too perfect. Like you're like, wear your shorts a little baggier, you know, go to a different school. Like, I like you. I want to like you. And then all of a sudden, Coach K broke from his normal practices of not recruiting one and done guys because he knew he had to keep up.
He was better than that. Remember, it was beneath him.
Yeah.
For a long time, it was
Jabari and
him.
All those new Kyrie start to go to those schools, and yeah, I mean they've not just caught up with the times, but they are mastering the times because they can still send out that envelope with that blue D on it, and you know that the kids are going to be inspired by it. Harry Giles has not even scratch the surface of what people think he should be and will probably still be a lottery pick. And they got a ton of talent. I still worry about anybody putting any kind of ball pressure on that team. You know,
they don't have a point guard.
Yeah. You throw them in a situation where you either are hurrying them up with a trap or some kind of full court press, or you are just locking down and saying the ball will not get to Grayson Allen. You just put a guy like Matt Jones, like that is on their roster. You get one of those guys and say, guess what? I don't care if you score 1, 2, or 3 points tonight. All your energy will be expended on the defensive end of locking and trailing and denying him the basketball. And if you got to use all 5 of those fouls, my friend, knock yourself out. It's going to happen in the tournament. That's exactly what's going to happen there. I thought North Carolina last night got mixed up in understanding who was the man because Justin Jackson had it going. Should have put up a lot more shots than he did.
And in that other game, in Indiana-Purdue.
I didn't get a chance to check.
Okay, so you didn't see the call?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever seen a block charge end up as a double foul?
I want to say I have. I want to say I have in the NBA where they called it, either you don't call it at all. You don't call it at all, but if you call something.
Pick one, or it's a no call.
Yeah.
And they fouled both guys out.
Oh, it was that late in the game?
It was the worst. It was on the list of horrible calls that have ever been made.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so now I got it. All right, let me check this out.
And I think it was Greg Doyle that said, "What is it? A blarge? What do you call that?
Is it a chalk?
I mean, Doyle's not a guy who is going to just
homer it up.
Just homer it up. Boy, did he destroy the referees!
I'm sorry that I missed this last night.
Because the calls that were made. I mean, it was Thomas Bryant and Caleb Swanigan.
The guys we talked about at the end of the show. Yeah,
and one guy runs into the other, and you fouled them both out of the game.
I don't want anyone to watch this game anymore.
One guy had a block, one guy had a charge, and another referee came in and said, "You're both out of the game." It's like, what are you doing?
He just nervously throws everybody out.
It was terrible.
You're out.
People were throwing stuff on the court, and they had to be admonished for swearing. It was a rough night.
Old school Big Ten barn kind of feel.
It was a rough night.
I missed it.
Rough night.
You know, Big Ten Network is a tough watch for me.
Why?
It just doesn't. It doesn't feel sparkly. It doesn't.
They're working.
Everything's sugar coated.
Well, not just the analysis though. I'm just talking about the look and the feel of it. Like watching it, it looks a little off brand. You know. Like, and I know I got some guys over the Big Ten Network that, you know, shout out to y'all.
They don't have the resources of some of the other networks.
But how?
Number of cameras.
How hard is it to change up your color schemes? And I don't know if I'm asking for too much. I'm nitpicking here. But every time I go to the Big Ten Network, I'm like, oh, yeah. This is a network, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels like you got it out the clearance bin at Marshall's. And it's like, you know, all right, I guess I'll take these off-brand jeans. I need some pants. It's like, I guess. Like, with everything the TNT offers you.
They don't have the bells and whistles.
And ESPN and, you know, some of these other networks. It's like, oh, yeah, Big Ten Network's got some primetime games on it because of the conference. And you know what I mean? Like,
it's also the ads are different.
Oh, that's terrible.
Is that the worst thing you've ever seen, that call?
Oh, my God.
They kicked them both out. That's it. You both fouled out.
Nope. And they're keying in on the refs. One ref has one call and the other ref.
Literally. He went that way.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's brutal. And this is what Greg Doyle wrote. I mean, this is really sad. He said the Indiana Daily Student thoughtfully left copies throughout the arena of its special section spirit page. And the copies were descending from the upper deck in crumpled up balls of anger. None of the trash made it to the floor. Well, the referees were down there.
Wow.
How about that? Wow. He names them. Referees Lamont Simpson, Paul Zeik.
Zipser?
Paul S-Z-E.
Zeitgeist?
Zelk? and Pat Driscoll. They've earned their spot in the newspaper, managed to foul out the best big man on both teams in the final minute on the same play.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
I mean, how do you do that?
No, I got this steal shot right here that I'm going to post on my Twitter and my Instagram. But yeah, you got to go one way or the other there.
Yep.
Now, Thomas Bryant does seem like he has his shoulder getting ready to barrel into a guy, but does Caleb have the... See, now you're going to get me to nerd out here. Does he have
verticality?
Yeah, does he have the position?
Does he own the spot?
That's awesome that immediately both refs called a different call. Yes. Like, they didn't even, like, confer with each other. Like, you're quick. You're right there. What do you think? No, dude, that's awful. That's tough. But it's college basketball, you know?
Right.
I mean, lesser athletes, lesser refs, less camera angles, less Grobstein. That's terrible.
And then the student section started chanting, bleep Purdue, bleep Purdue. The PA announcer reminded the crowd, profanity can result in a technical foul.
Well, game's over by then, right? 68-64.
The crowd went back to wordless booing. mean, wordless booing!
Oh, dude, everybody got a glove. They just start screaming into it.
Loud noises!
That's awful, man. Hey, I mean, what are you going to do?
You got to do better than that.
I know, but
that's when the referees who decided that. It's like he did one thing, he did the other thing, and the third guy comes in. Well, you're both out of the game.
Your man,
well, thanks.
Your man played almost the entire game and had three rebounds. Thomas Bryant.
Why is he my man?
Because you said he was good. You said you liked him. You think he's got a little something there.
I said in the other game
running,
that I
stop
saw
running
him.
From player you attribution. That this is if that's your you, man's, that's I, your man's.
I have not planted a flag there
on Thomas Bryant.
Please.
Well, I mean, you know, you.
I said he'd be you in
made
the league.
Me, you made me aware of him a little bit more than I would have been before. I was an OG, an OB, or an OB
an
guy.
An OB,
yeah. And then he got hurt. But yeah, it's Thomas Bryant is yours. You'll walk with him and walk this way. And talk this way.
It was then that Thomas Bryant carried me. I don't know. 312-644-6767. That's our number. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley. Live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head.
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
County is so extraordinary, they even beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay. Surprise and delight your Valentine with some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. They're baked using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And right now, order a 12-pack of brownies for Valentine's Day and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Your gift also comes with free Valentine's gift packaging and a personalized card. But you need to order today because this offer is only good this week. Go to VermontBrownie.com, order a 12-pack of brownies, and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just order code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must order today.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only. Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
More fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Yes, cop out. That's a cop out.
Let's get Lavon Simpson to come over and explain this as you watch the replay.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN2, Game 1 on Big Ten Network. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Good for Dickie V. You know, after six scotches, he's like, oh, that was a cop-out call. Nah, he was just losing his voice. And
wait, are we
what's up?
Webcasting during breaks?
I don't know.
Are we? I thought Gertz said we weren't.
Oh.
So when am I supposed to like pick my nose and stuff?
You gotta leave the room.
What's up with that?
It's Big Brother, man. You gotta leave the room.
No, but I thought he said that during breaks he goes to something else because the guy just texted in. Who was that bald guy in the studio during the break?
I think it depends on if Gertz is in the room or not when we go.
Oh,
to break.
Yeah, if he has
because
to use
the bathroom. There's times he goes to the bathroom.
He's not allowed to leave.
And... He's not.
What up with that? What up with that?
Get him like a Gatorade bottle or something.
He can leave? He's not.
No.
He's not stitching together Jordans. He's
not allowed
to
leave.
No.
He's a man.
I'm a man.
Now you can't leave.
Come after me.
Right, exactly. Now you can't leave. No, dude, let him do his thing.
And no, the bald guy was Baldy McGrindy. That was Brendan McCaffrey.
That's Brendan McCaffrey. That's our sports director.
And no, it was not the opera singing guy in The Running Man. No, that again is
that has Lady Gaga.
That's Erland Van Lith. We've mentioned him. Is that a dynamo?
Who's the bald guy?
Thank you very much. Was that Baldy McPherson? What was that?
McGrindy.
McGrindy. Let's go to... Okay, enough of the Gillette. Lose it.
Oh, Jesus. Just, oh, I was just trying to have a good Friday,
a bad
dude.
Guy.
Like, why would you... Why? We're all just trying to hang out, talk a little sports radio, and, you know, make it to six, and you got to bring that guy into the equation.
So you put on Twitter, what should we talk about today?
Yeah. You know, just checking the temperature of the people as I'm sliding and gliding through the Chicago streets, headed to get my haircut in the Ukrainian village. And I was like, hey, guys, sports.
Hey, how's that sports stuff going? Yeah.
How do you feel about the old sports today, guys? And some people chimed in. My man Big Joe down there in Atlanta, who listens every single day, says professional bowlers. He would like for us to talk about. I don't know anybody on the PBA tour, so that would be kind of tough for me. Somebody else chimed in, the Broach Show. Big C O'Neill chimed in with more cowbell.
That's all you got. Like, I mean,
Rob Beavis said underrated pizza toppings.
Underrated pizza toppings?
I don't know what Rob's rating system would be on that.
Who's rating them?
Adam Stadzinski said Batman, and he's got the gif of Batman there. Fave Man said talk more hockey. Paul Zielinski says the MLS, so pretty much the same subject matter right there. Adam H. said that $2 for $5 deal at Arby's, good God, it's on point. So apparently he wants us to talk about that.
So our people are high.
Yes.
What you're saying.
Oh, without question. Oh,
yeah. Every single
wake
one
and bake
of
on a Friday.
High.
Under Siege, which I still haven't watched. Matthew Chu, I cannot say that on the air. Will Terp wants us to talk about Pete Maravich versus Bob McAdoo in a game of horse, and he attached the YouTube clip. So yeah, a lot of wide ranging topics that we can delve into on this beautiful Friday afternoon.
Yeah, spark it up, Kenny. Let's go.
Well,
it was, you know
whatever floats your boat or broat.
Whatever broats your broat. Hey, Gene Pinkator is alive,
man,
apparently.
You're going to get in trouble with the DePaul people again.
It's not DePaul. It's
Jones.
High school. Who are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of.
Pat Kennedy?
No. I'm thinking of the other people over at DePaul. Yeah, he's the Hoop Dreams coach.
Yeah?
Yeah. You never seen Hoop Dreams?
Parts of it in a long time.
What?
Yeah.
Dreams is a classic.
I don't know.
It's a classic American inner city tale of growing up on the west side of Chicago, trying to make your way, keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
I was going to say, bring in the good times.
Temporary layoffs. Easy credit ripoffs. Scratching and surviving.
Oh, no.
Hanging in a
chair. Oh, no.
Ain't we lucky we got him?
That's Jason
boom,
Goff.
Boom, 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 boom. Good times.
I'm Dan Bernstein. And so suffice it to say, we're certainly open to anything you'd like to discuss. Or he's going to keep singing.
Hey, dude, you kidding me? I got like five or six of them in my head right now. I got now the world don't move.
Okay, that's different strokes.
Yeah, it's different strokes. I
can
got
name that tune. You're just gonna sing TV theme songs all day?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? What are you? All right. We can get into some of this draft talk. We can get into Jeffrey Loria being one of the worst persons in sports history.
Jeff Passan just lit that guy's pants
rightfully
on fire.
So.
I mean,
you know the rent that they're paying on the building is actually paying into the tax?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah, it's bad.
Dude, you talk about one of the great business and sports coups of all time this guy pulled off. And he's one of the worst people of all time for pulling it off.
Why is Mitch dressed like a lumberjack? I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
Does he have a flannel?
All night and I work all day.
He's the new member
Chop
of Nirvana.
Down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders, and a bra.
It's gonna be that kind of day today.
Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Check out the Score starting lineup. Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegelman Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Ken Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff. Afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better.